This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Culture War Backfire. As Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis leapfrog each other in trying to push voters into engaging the culture wars, red state governors and legislators are rushing to line up. I wonder if this is really going to work out for them with the voters in the way they're hoping. For sure, they are leading the pack. DeSantis wants to ban books with his gang in Florida, and a host of red meat folks, including in Arkansas, Louisiana, and elsewhere, are second lining on that parade. In Florida, DeSantis is pushing so hard against freedom of the press that even conservative media and podcasters are worried that they could be liable for lawsuits and big-time payouts. That's just the tip of this right-wing culture war tsunami. Tennessee Republican legislators are threatening to expel three Democrats because they protested the inaction on gun control after the massacre in a religious school in Nashville. Kansas is banning transgender athletes from girls and women's sports from kindergarten through college, the first of several possible new laws restricting the rights of transgender people pushed through by Republican legislators over the wishes of the Democratic governor. Idaho's governor signed a bill into law that makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. The law is the first of its kind in the U.S. and creates a new crime of abortion trafficking. And don't forget that Florida's legislature under DeSantis' thumb now wants to ban abortions after 6 weeks, although I'm not sure how many women would even know they definitely were pregnant that early. Maybe they need to all take a breath if they think this is the path to power. Wisconsin's judicial election turned out to be a blowout by the Democrat who expressly campaigned on her support of a woman's right to choose, but that's not all she campaigned on. She also was beating the drum about protecting the democracy against the specter of election denial on January 6th. Some may think, oh well, the Dems must have just gone so hard that they overwhelmed her opponent. Think again. Looking at the numbers, nonpartisan observers find that she did very well in rural, white, and non-college voters. Those aren't voters just hanging around Madison or Milwaukee and infected by the momentum. These are voters that had gone decisively for Trump in 2020. They're sending a message not just that extreme anti-abortion is a problem, but that they may agree or disagree about some pieces of someone's politics, but they aren't happy about kicking democracy to the curb and making that a wedge issue that divides the country. They're saying, simply put, as they mark their ballots, that there's a line they're willing to draw on this madness. Maybe DeSantis and Republican wannabes think they can out-Trump Trump by courting the heaviest-breathing conservative voters out there in the nation's hinterlands. Don't read their lips, but good advice would be to count their votes. The message from Wisconsin is that voters are drawing a line in the sand between winners and losers, and candidates better pay attention or face the consequences. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.